All right, patient's name is Marceline, Marceline Hoffman, 8/2/1922, 11/28, the Harrison Memory Care, CC, in quotes, didn't look good, HPI, 102-year-old female in memory care, followed by Traditions Hospice, was seen by a nurse who is relatively new to the facility, working in AL. So when she was asked to see the patient in memory care, she noted a low heart rate. She appeared pale and came to see me, stating that she had called the hospice nurse to come and evaluate her as she didn't look good, period. Ms. Hoffman is my patient, so we went to look at her. She clearly appears to have lost some weight. She is petite and rather pale. She was sleeping quietly, eyes closed. She had a slowed respiratory rate, but was breathing through her nose, not fidgeting, did not appear in distress, period. Patient's diagnoses are end-stage unspecified dementia, chronic pain management, non-weight bearing with decreased truncal stability, osteoporosis, hypothyroid, allergies are NKDA, diet is regular, code status is DNR, hospice is Traditions, medications are Roxanol, 0.25 mL Q8 hours, and in parentheses, 5 milligrams. Miralax, QOD, ABH gel, 1251 milligram per mil, 1 mil, Q6 hours, routine. Ativan and Tensol, 2 milligrams per mil, 1 mil, Q6 hours, PRN. Vital signs are 102 over 58, 46, 97.4, 15, 94%, or 92% initially, then went up to 95%. General petite, frail, elderly lady, lying quietly in bed, HENT. Eyes remain closed, nares patent, moist oral mucosa, neck supple, cardiac. She has distant heart sounds at a slow rate. No murmur, rubber gallop noted. PMI non-displaced. Abdomen is flat, non-tender. Hypoactive bowel sounds. Skin, especially around her face, is somewhat pale. But there's no bruising or et cetera. ANP number one, call to hospice. Patient was actually sleeping, so it's not unexpected that her heart rate and blood pressure may drop a little, but gave direction to the med aid to hold her BP medication until the systolic pressure is equal to or greater than 140, period. She is scheduled for her Roxanol in the morning, 5 milligrams, and I told her to go ahead and give that as scheduled, period. And then three, general care. The hospice nurse did come out and fully evaluate her, and patient started to perk up a little bit and made brief eye contact, then went back to sleep, period. POA/daughter will be contacted, period, 993-50.